No, I want the uneven numbers. Because it's literally always five. I swear, you're using one of those dies with like weight in them to cheat. No, you're totally cheating. Because nobody's that fucking lucky. I want to hear about what goes on in that filthy little head of yours. And those fucking dice are helping you gatekeep this essential information from me. But they are. Literally, there's never been a bigger injustice in the world. But I'm onto you. I will win this time, and you will tell me one of the sexual fantasies you've been too shy to talk about with me. Literally, out of the like 3 months we've been playing this game, it feels like it's been five for like 6 weeks in a row. So, I'm getting the uneven numbers at all costs. Because it's gonna be five again. No, I'm sure. No, I'm not gonna accuse you of cheating. Oh my God. Are you calling me a sore loser? Wow, that is literally so mean and untrue. I am the least sore loser ever. In fact, if there was a game about who's the least sore loser, I would always win no matter what. I know you're just trying to avoid your imminent loss, so shut up and throw the damn dice. Just accept that you're going to lose. It's okay. We can't all be winners. You're cheating! No. You're cheating. Roll again. This is bullshit. Oh my God, I hate it here. It's literally been five. Every single fucking week, and now that I've finally switched to uneven, it's too. Fuck this game, you rigged it! Oh my God! No. I'm not telling you my fantasy. Nope. Not gonna happen. Because you already know way too much about me. Yeah, I don't care that you're my boyfriend and that I get to live with my deepest, darkest fantasies with you. I care about important things. Things like winning a stupid games of chance that are totally, completely rigged in your favor. Yeah, that's what's important in life. Oh, why is it too? Oh, why must the universe punish me so? Why has this cruel game insisted on fucking humiliating me? Why must I be tormented in this way? That's it. We are banning Saturdays in this household. It's been a good run, but this game has officially ruined Saturdays for me. I'm not telling you another one of my fantasies. No, stop doing that. Being all handsome and shit and like staring at me. Stop it, it's not gonna work. Stop, you're actually so mean. I tell you, I like it when your hands are on my thighs one time and I'll look at you. Weaponizing your knowledge to bring me down. How dare you? I'm not flustered, shut up. No, I'm not squirming. See? I'm staying perfectly still. Unfair! See? You even cheat at this. You're a dirty fucking thigh-squeezing cheater. Admit it. Oh, Stop talking in that tone. Oh my god. You know I think your voice is hot. This is actually so unfair. You're literally so mean to me. So fucking mean. So mean. Okay. Fine. You win. I guess. No, don't. Don't take your hand off my thigh. I like it there. No, I'm not trying to distract you, I promise. I did not pull my top down. Well, I'm sorry for having boobs, I guess. Oh, wow. Trying to control how I wear my clothes? It's kind of fucked up, not gonna lie. I'm not trying to change the subject or distract you. I will literally never, ever do that. Oh my god. I'm literally so innocent. I could never think of such an evil, and not to mention manipulative plan. To think you'd even believe I was capable of such a thing. Hey, no, don't get up from the couch. I'll tell you. Come back, please. Yes, I promise. No more games. I swear. Come on. Just sit back down, please. Oh, please. Oh. You want me to straddle you as I tell you my fantasies? Okay, that's a bit much, mister. No, oh my god, don't apologize. I was joking. Of course I'd do that for you. I can't believe you thought I'd be so mean. Come on, sit your ass down and let me straddle you, you handsome little dummy. Hey, tell me, why do you like it so much when I straddle you? Yeah, I've noticed. You don't exactly hide it when you like something I do, you know? Yeah, you look more excited than a teenage boy who sees his girlfriend in a bra for the first time. No, it's cute that you still get so excited for me. Especially after all this time we've been together. I like that you're obsessed with me because, honestly, as you should. And I guess that kind of ties into my whole thing. My fantasy. Oh, wait, for real? Fuck! Oh my god, I can't believe I managed to distract you and I fucked it up. No! Oh, whatever. I've already committed to embarrassing myself anyway. It feels a little bit less bad with your hands on my ass, I'm not gonna lie. Okay, so... I know this is like a somewhat common fantasy, but... it's kind of fucked up, and I'm scared you'll think I'm like... like... weird or something. No, I know you never shame me, but, like, I guess it's just one of those, like, irrational fears, if that makes sense. Okay. So, like, have you ever seen one of those, like, porn vids where the girl is, like, pretending to be asleep and like the guy fucks her while she's asleep? Yeah, that's kind of hot to me, I don't know. I guess it's just because, like, the guy just wants to fuck so badly. He just, like, you can feel that he just needs a tight, wet little hole to thrust into. And he's so horny and pent up, he doesn't even care about, like, waking the girl up. He just wants to use her pretty little holes and... Oh. Just really, it just really turns me on, like, a lot, to think about you coming into our bedroom at night, late at night, and just taking me. I want you to come in. I don't know why, but that's like an important detail for me. I'm just kind of the thought of you sneaking into my room to use my holes. Oh, it's so fucking hard to think about. No, not necessarily that. Like, you don't have to pretend you're like a burglar or something. Just yourself is fine. I really want it to be like, I don't know, you, like, you wanted me so badly, you sneak into this private room where I'm all vulnerable and where I feel safe enough to sleep, and then you just show up and take me. I guess it kind of depends. Like, sometimes in my fantasies, I wake up halfway through and I want it, and other times I wake up and I, like, protest, and you just keep fucking me like you don't care. Like, yeah, like pretending to fight you off, and you pinning me back down. Oh, one of my favorites is when I wake up and, like, initially I don't want it, but then you get all, like, apologetic and you tell me that you're just so needy and you can't help yourself, and you just manipulate me into feeling bad for you and letting you come in me. And you're, like, so cute when you're all needy and begging. I couldn't possibly resist you no matter what, and you just fucking take advantage of that. I know, I'm sorry. No, you don't have to be mean or manipulative or anything. I have, like, a billion variations of this fantasy. Like, I'm slightly obsessed with this kink. Yeah. Another one is, like, well, you fuck me in my pussy. Or even better, you fuck me in my tight little asshole, and I don't notice or wake up. But then you decide that's not enough, and I wake up with your cock shoved on my throat. Enough, like, dumb versions of this fantasy where I, like, moan out another guy's name or something, like, I need bigger in my sleep, and you end up coming from that. Yeah, I was serious when I told you I was obsessed. Oh, no. No, I don't want to roleplay this. I mean, I do, but not like usual. Like, I want to be asleep for for real. I don't want to be expecting it. And like, oh my god. I want my reaction to be whatever I decide in the moment. Of course, like, with our safe word and all that, but like, if I'm kind of annoyed, I'm just gonna act like I don't want it, and you get to do whatever you want with that information. Are you okay with that? Because if that's too much, then I'm also cool with just... Really? Oh my god, yes! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you! Oh my god. You're literally the best boyfriend ever. I love you. I love you. I will stop sipping as soon as you stop being so amazing, which is never. Fuck, I love you. Yes. Very serious. On very serious matters. Logistics. And such. Yes, very important details, Very. Very important, serious. I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm just so excited. Okay. That's a good question. Okay, so like obviously, I wouldn't want you to fuck me when we're like in the middle of a fight or I have something really important going on or anything like that. That kind of fucks with the whole randomness of it. Oh, I know. I could wear a certain type of clothes to bed to let you know on which day it's okay. And you can choose whether you want to fuck me completely at random. So like, I still won't know for sure. I was thinking about those really short and slutty pink shorts I got a while ago. What did you call them again? Yeah, the impreg shorts. Oh my god. Well, since they apparently make me look like I'm just begging to get impregnated by you, maybe you should. Whilst I'm fast asleep. So, got all the info you need, handsome? Yeah. Yet another fantasy in your arsenal. God damn it. I still can't believe you won. Whatever. I'm excited to see how you'll fucking use me, I guess. I swear to God, I'm gonna soak these shorts before you even get to fuck me. It turns me on so much thinking about putting these on and just not knowing whether you'll take me in the middle of the night. Oh, holy fuck. Okay, I'm getting too worked up. Just promise me one thing. Unless I use my safe word, I want you to use me however you want, okay? I don't want you to think about what would turn me on or what would be nice or good for me. Like, the whole point of this fantasy is, like, a about your selfishness and neediness, so... And don't be afraid to just take whatever the fuck you want at my expense. Okay. I want that. No, you little softy, look into my eyes. I know you're too much of a little cutie, and you're gonna try to make it as enjoyable as possible for me, so... From now on, I'm gonna edge you every fucking night I put those slutty pink shorts on. So if you do wake up in the middle of the night, you're gonna wake up all stupid and fucking horny and needy. And you better take advantage of those feelings, okay? Don't be your usual nice, adorable self that I love to death. I want you to be selfish, okay? You have my full permission. Promise? Pinky promise? Okay, okay. I trust you. Emily, come to bed, babe. What are you doing? Come to bed. Can you see what I'm wearing? Pink shorts. No? Not stirring up a reaction? Okay. Well, let's watch a movie then. Hey babe, could you come in the bathroom real quick? I need your help. Yeah. Oh my god, would you look at that? I'm stuck in the washing machine. And all you can see are those pink shorts. No, babe, I'm kidding. Don't smack my ass. Oof. Oh my god, what are you doing, step bro? Leave my ass. Oh, come on, come on. No, 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 no. Okay, I'm done joking, but... You saw that, right? Fucking pink shorts again, my dude. Yeah? You noticed? Okay. Well, I'm going to bed then, I guess. Kiss me? Can you... Yeah, see you. So, hello, mister. Yes, I am straddling you while you're reading your book, lying in our bed. So what? Am I not allowed? Baby. Hey, give me this book. Just give me this book. And look at me. See? Oh, come on, baby. You don't notice anything? So that after all these years, you and I both can be happy. I show it too literally. Yeah, I really forgot. You're gonna be a daddy. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Gotcha. Oh, that was so good. Thank you. Thank you. Love. You too.